This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
They gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now.
More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. The vice presidential debate between Vice President Mike Pence and challenger Kamala Harris is underway in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the coronavirus pandemic front and center. The two candidates are seated behind plexiglass barriers and greeted one another from a distance because of coronavirus restrictions. In her opening statement, Harris criticized the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic.
210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers.
Vice President Pence, the head of the coronavirus task force, said that concern for the American people was paramount to President Trump.
President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
The debate in Salt Lake City is more reserved and less explosive than the first presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. This is